How did you first find out about these books?
Well, I went to Chiapas, Mexico, which is the state in southern Mexico, where this workshop is located. And I had the honor of meeting Amber Past, who is the founder of this workshop back in 1975. She founded it, but it's a collective, and she's very careful to always say that everyone who belongs to the collective, as the name states, they share the labor and they share the profits.
And you got to see the women doing the work of making the paper.
Yes, I did. There are apparently about 150 affiliates. It's largely women. There are some men. They were there busily, some doing some kind of papermaking, others designing, others working with woodblocks. They dye their own paper. They recycle. In fact, the term leñateros, in English, it's been translated as woodlenders. And the idea is that they go into the jungle, they go into the forest, they pick up branches and leaves, but they don't harm the trees. So they just harvest whatever is around, old flowers, cloth, even the women's huipiles, their cloth, they recycle them, cotton.
Tell us about this book, this fabulous book, Incantations, which has a cover of a Mayan mask with the eyes cut out so you can see through it. It's a very heavy, beautiful cover. We'll put a picture of it up on the website. But talk about the contents of this book.
Yes, these are different kind of maxims and pieces of poetry from these traditions. And the cover is a goddess, Cacxail. Now I have to ask a Tzotzil speaker if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Cacxail, the Mayan goddess of the wilderness, is the face that's in the front. And if we can
open it
and take a look. This is just stunning.
I know, it's raised, the nose, the eyebrows, the lips. It's stunning.
Yes. And so all of these are handmade, the end papers. They're always beautiful. And so these are incantations by Mayan women. And if I could read you something.
Yes.
Okay. The Mayan word for book, hun or vun, also means paper. And the making of paper is an important Mesoamerican tradition. During rituals, ancient Mayan women pierced their tongues and dripped the blood on paper, which was then burnt. Even today, in the Amate papermaking town of San Pablito, Pahuatlán, in Puebla, paper is still burnt as an offering to the gods.
Oh, I do love that.
In Tzotzil, to write and to paint are the same verb, tzib. Just as the color yolk serves for what English speakers perceive as both blue and green. Antonia Moshan Kulech of Huixtan asks, how is it that Maria Tzu can paint if she can't write? Weaving is today considered to be a form of script. Tzotzil women can read the verses on their looms.
Oh, how beautiful. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.